call received from Home Care Agency.
Hi, good morning. Stella speaking.
Hi, I was wondering, do you guys participate with the state waiver program?
Yes, we do. That's actually how we service.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to find somebody for the Sinking Spring area.
For which area?
Sinking Spring.
Like you're trying to find a caregiver or you want to work?
Yes, a caregiver.
You want to work as a caregiver or you need a caregiver?
Need one.
You need one. And what's your zip code?
19608.
That's in Berks County, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we actually do have caregivers in that area. Do you have already hours? How many hours did you get approved?
So I actually have 15 hours a day, and then every 3 weeks I receive an infusion, and I actually have to have 24 hours for that Friday and Saturday.
Okay, and you're getting it like your insurance approves you for that 24 hours?
Yes.
Got it. So do you have any caregiver like that works for you?
So right now I do have one girl and she's doing 60 hours.
Really?
And she probably it'd probably be easier just to do all one agency, so she'd most likely transfer.
Got it. Sure. So once we'll find a caregiver, we'll do the transfer. Do you have like 105 hours?
So we've been trying to do like a 7-to-5 shift and then a 5-to-10.
Got it. So that caregiver is doing what?
Right now, the 7-to-5.
7-to-5 in the morning, and you need someone 5-to-10 every day, 7 days a week?
Yes, please.
Okay, got it. So let me take your information, and I'll have a specialist assigned to your case. She's going to assist you. Like, she's going to take down all your preferences and go forward and make sure we get you on, like, a caregiver right away, and she's going to help you do the transfer once we have the caregiver.
Okay, because, like, right now my nurse is here because we're doing, like, an infusion, and we're just having a hard time getting the other, like, they say that they're going to cover the hours, but then when it comes down to it, it's just like a new person, it's just like a lot, you know?
Right, so that's so what it's, we're just not going to do any like switches, anything until we get a foot, like a reliable caregiver, someone that's like suits your preferences and someone that's willing to work. Like if we don't find one, then we'll just tell you and we'll tell you like to go try a different agency. But,
and I really appreciate that. I'd rather, you know, be honest and just tell me.
Right. Let me get your, like, basic information so I can have a specialist start looking for someone. What's your first and last name?
Olivia. And the last name is O-L-I-V-I-A.
Got it. And your last name?
M-C-G-A-U-G-H-E-Y.
Got it. And what's your date of birth?
4/26/84.
Got it. Okay, just give me a minute. And that's your legal name, right?
Yes.
I see you have AmeriHealth as your insurance, right?
Yes.
Got it. And the phone number you called from, is that your best contact number?
Yes.
One second. And what's your exact address?
2901
okay.
Wyoming Drive, and it's apartment I.
Okay, and in which city is that?
So that'll come up as Sinking Spring or Redding.
Mm-hmm. And you said
and
the
one,
code is 19608?
Yes, ma'am.
It comes up as Reading, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Makes sense?
It does that for, like, the mail, but then, like, license and thinking string stuff, so it's like, it'll come up like this either.
We'll go either way by the zip code, but I just need to have it. Do you have any kids in your house?
My son just turned 18, so.
So you don't have someone. Let me see if I still need anything. So, like, I guess you have 105 hours and your cover's doing 60 hours. So you need coverage for 45 hours.
Yeah. For the infusion, well, for the infusion, they do, like, how they have it. I mean, we could adjust it if we need to somehow, but they're doing 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Like, they're doing 12 and on and, like, 12 off. And that the infusion happens every 3 weeks.
And so you'll need like 24 care or 12 hours only?
So the other girl is going to do the night shift, the 6:30 at night to 6:30 in the morning, because that shift is kind of harder. So I would need coverage for 6:30 in the morning to 6:30 at night every 3 weeks.
Okay. Got it. Okay, let me just get down all information that I got from you. Let me see if I can get a specialist available for you. Can you just hold on the line a few minutes?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ruth available for you. She's a specialist. She will help you going forward, okay?
Hello?
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I actually got Ruth available for you. She's going to be the specialist, and she's going to help you going forward with everything, okay? She's going to make sure we get you an 8.
Okay, thank you so
much.
Okay,
I'll transfer right over. Have a wonderful day.
You too, thank you.
Family First Root speaking.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm sorry, someone was transferring me. They said they were getting me like a specialist.
Yes, so you actually just spoke with Stella, right?
I believe she didn't tell me her name.
Okay,
so I think
yes.
So.
She just sent me a message, so let me see what she's saying, just so I don't have to ask you any unnecessary questions that she asked you already.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you. She's coming?
No, she can talk to her person.
Too much going on.
Okay, so so you want us to help you find a caregiver?
Yeah.
Okay, is that for all the hours, or you have a that does some of the hours?
I do have one caregiver.
And
okay, thank you.
You wish to stay with that caregiver? Do you want to transfer that caregiver over, or you want us to set up?
Yes.
Yes.
Transfer the one I do have.
Okay, not a problem. So let me hold on. I'm just opening it here. Okay, so you need someone from 5 to 10, 7 days a week, right?
So the one girl, like, we may need, like, some coverage, like, if she needs, like, a day off or something like that for, like, the 7 to 5. I don't know if there's, like, flexibility at all, you know, to cover her. But because I was saying, like, on the weekend, like, I might need one day covered or something like that. I explained, like, I have an infusion that's every 3 weeks that I get 24 hours coverage for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And right now how they have it, is like one person does 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and then, you know, then they switch at 6, and then the other one does 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. But I mean, you guys can, you know, change it if you want, as long as somebody's here at 6:30 in the morning, because the nurse gets here at 7:30.
Okay, but that's usually, that's on the weekends, right?
So I'm actually doing it right now, and the nurse is here with me, because we're just trying to get staffing consistency.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess then we'll look for someone, right, that's, correct me if I'm mistaken, that's available from 5 to 10 every day, and then also has availability on the weekends. In case you need that, correct?
Yeah. So basically it's probably going to be one Friday every 3 weeks that we'll need that 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem. We'll look into that. Now, do you prefer male, female? Does it matter?
Preferably a female, because I do need shower help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem. That's understandable. Okay, now, and what, can you just give me a basic description of what type of help you would need, what type of assistance, so you know, we know what to look out for?
So I have steps, so I usually need help with, like, steps, shower, like, laundry, cooking, appointments, so preferably, like, a driver if possible, to pick up, like, medication.
Mm-hmm.
Type of stuff.
Okay. You need someone to drive you, because that would be an issue. Just want to, you know, make it clear. Or you just need them to drive and do your errands.
For 5 to 10, they could just do, like, the errands.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just asking, you said something about a car that you want them to drive. So,
yes.
So I'm just trying to understand, does that mean driving you or just driving themselves to take care of your stuff?
So, like, if it's the 5 to 10 shift, usually, like, sometimes they have to just, like, run errands.
Oh, okay, so errands for you. Okay, I just want to make clear, because it can be a problem for, you know, some people, you know, want the caregivers to drive them in their car, but that could be, that's a problem. You know, that's not something that's allowed. So, you know, just didn't want any confusion or anything like that. That's why I just wanted to make that clear. But errands is not a problem. So we'll look for someone also that has a car then. Okay. So we'll be on the lookout for a caregiver. Now let me just explain to you how the intake process is going to work. So what we need before we can actually start the case is that we need the caregiver to be active with our system. So that means, first of all, we'll start signing up the caregiver that you have. And in the meantime, we'll have I'll have my staffing coordinator. She'll reach out to the aides in your area and, you know, see who's available for your hours, your needs. And then once we find someone, you know, if they're active with us, if not, we'll have to sign them up. You know, but that's not going to involve you. We'll reach out to you once, you know, they're active in our system, unless, you know, they are active to begin with. Okay, so that's for the caregiver. Now, the second step is that once we have everything set, or almost set, we'll reach out to the insurance and ask them to send over the authorization so we can start.
Okay, to my coordinator, like, okay.
Yes. Mhm.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. If you do, you can always call me back. Do you want me to text you with my contact information? Do you have that on your phone?
You can text me. That's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a text. Is this phone okay for text?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. So I'm going to text that to you. Let me just see if I have your... it doesn't seem like I have your caregiver's name and phone number. So if you can give that to me, that would be great. So we can, you know, start with that.
Okay. I do have to just get her okay to do that. I know she already told me, like, all around and, like, she switched. So I just want to, you know, just verify with her.
Not
before
a problem,
I
of course. Okay, but do you know what we can
do?
Would
I be able to text you back
of
to
course.
That number information?
Yes, of course. That would be great. That way we can get it started, you know, as soon as you have her permission. So, yes,
okay.
So I'm going to text you. You can just text reply back once you confirm with her that we can start. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, amazing. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, text me, anything. Okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, it was nice talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.